If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lip service.
We are having a great time, and it's lip service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And Jacquay is here.
What up, ladies? How y'all feeling, man?
It's a
Everybody
reunion.
Got the cups and all that.
Uh-huh.
You get lit
we
in
used
this
to you being with your boys, so now you got to hang with the ladies, okay?
Why not? You know, so I'm happy to be here. Let's do it.
Okay, he's ready.
Uh-huh. I'm always ready. What's up with these eye contacts y'all got going on, man?
Look at that. No,
set me up,
we making sure you're ready.
What could we possibly set you up with?
I'm just saying.
This ain't Love and Hip Hop. No surprises here, okay?
Right. And Sophia the Body is here.
Cut.
Anais
like, you know
is
what?
Here.
The next time, we out.
We got all kind of problems.
Let's do it.
All right, but we're going to start with our tip of the day, and then we're going to get all into your business. Now, today's tip of the day is, what are some indications that you don't want anything serious from somebody because these women didn't seem to understand? How can we tell? With some good indications that y'all just
like
fuck buddies.
But I'm just trying to fuck.
Basically, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like I'm just, of course, the communication won't be like an everyday, you know, base. It would just be, you know, like, yo, what's up?
3 a.m.
Let's fuck. You know what I'm saying? Go about your way.
You text you people, let's fuck?
My joint would be like more like, what's up with it? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but you know what I mean once I say, what's up with it? You know,
what's up with that pussy?
Exactly. You know what I'm
with
saying?
That mouth
I gotta say, you know, pussy, because, you know, everybody like
I'm a gentleman.
Screenshot these days, but you know, the, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what screenshot, what's up with it?
What's up with it?
What's up with it? Do you spell it what's up? Or you say
not a regular way. It's just the way I talk.
How do you spell that?
What's up with it? You gotta add an H. You gotta add an H. A CH. We're shopping and jabbing.
Up with it. Yeah, so basically that's what it's about, you know? I mean, just fuck.
Damn, is that easy?
Yeah.
Do guys not like it if it's that easy, though? Do you prefer a challenge?
I love the challenge. You feel me? Cause you know, I guess because I'm so used to back in the day, you know, I used to just get it because I'm Jacquay. You know what I mean? But now I'm into the, yo, it takes mad long to get to it. Like you making me fight for it. You feel what I'm saying? Like it's so many things that you have to do to get to the cookie.
Like
you
know go on a saying? Date.
Yeah.
Call
but
someone.
I'm with that though. You know what I'm saying? Because I already experienced it just beginning right. It off the rip. You feel me? So the challenges, like I like the challenges.
Are you a good phone conversationalist?
Yeah, definitely. Like I would stay on the phone for hours.
Mm-hmm. Which I really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Women love that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I'm in for
especially
the ladies.
Especially women without jobs.
Definitely.
Yeah. Like, that's how you know you like somebody, when you could be on the phone with them.
And just sit on the phone.
Like, for a minute. Like,
not talking about shit. Nothing.
Not talking about nothing. And like, you just talking about. Yeah, stuff don't even, like, just even add up to the relationship.
But you have a girlfriend, right?
Yes, Cayenne.
Okay.
That's my lady.
You better.
Let's be clear. Let's be clear. Cayenne from Queens.
You know, but she's
that be me right there.
But the best part about it is that she support everything I do. You know what I mean? Like, she know I'm out here. You know, she know I'm flirtatious. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it don't stop anything.
Right. You looking at vaginas.
Once you got that communication, you know what I'm saying? You talking about, you know what I'm saying? But once you have that, that communication with whoever you're seeing and y'all already understand each other, there's no, you know what I'm saying?
Can she be flirtatious?
Yeah, she could.
And be out here?
Like, yeah, of course. Like, if she want to do that, I can't get mad. I can't be like, yo, I'm the only person who should be doing this. Like, nah, you have to be a balance.
What if she was like, oh, you know, I stayed in his room, but we didn't do anything, but he did show me
his
dick. Oh,
now, we ain't doing that, dogs. You know what I'm saying? Listen.
He had a dick rejuvenation.
I know you're going with this. Now, listen. At that moment, I was only, you know what I'm saying? Like, when she showed me and I showed me the box, you know, we was around mad people. You feel me? But I was so close to her that I seen it. I'm like, oh, you feel me?
Is it pretty?
Huh?
It was cut nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Cut nice.
It was, you know, because she was like, yo, I just shaved it. And I'm like, oh, this is crazy in this joint. You feel me?
She was showing everybody, but you got the glimpse.
Yeah, I got the quick joint. Yeah,
he got the close up because he was the closest to him.
But why was you looking down there?
Nah, because it caught me off guard. It's like, you do this, you're going to look automatically. You know?
Yeah, look, I just looked.
Exactly. So when she did this, when she did this joint, I was like,
like, I'm right here.
You feel me?
So can Cayenne look at Safari's dick pic?
He said what?
Can Cayenne
say what?
Safari's dick pic.
Excuse me, say what?
Hell no, but if it comes down on social media and it's like a glance, like, oh, then it is what it is.
But she can't go search for it.
None of that searching joint. Like, yo, I just heard that. You go on a searching joint, then you going to cross the line.
I feel like he seems like a relationship kind of guy.
Yeah, he's been at five since the show started.
I am. You know what I'm saying? I love my beautiful women. You feel me? So,
that's dope, though.
You move on pretty quickly, though. That's the one thing people say.
I don't.
Jacquaid, I had a different girlfriend.
It does look like it, but it's not.
My nigga,
I'm a dog person. You threw the dog bag down the steps. Even though the dog wasn't in it, I had to rewind. You know when they show, like, coming up next, and they show the clip?
You thought it was the dog.
I'm
gonna
call Pete on his ass.
Yo, a lot of people
thought
that.
We wouldn't have fucked
with you no more.
She gotta get everything out the crib, like everything. Like, yo,
and then when I saw, I was like, okay, he didn't throw the dog. Okay, okay.
The dog is cute, though.
Yeah, the dog's cute. You know what I'm saying? I thought that she got the dog for us. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she did, but it was from another guy.
It was from another guy. Like, why would I want to talk?
That's
like, you know, take
care of
somebody's baby.
Oh, Gigi was in that predicament.
So this is what happened.
Yeah, pull me
up. So I was in a relationship. But I had another friend. Let's just call him boyfriend number two. So I was moving, and I had a roommate at the time. So boyfriend number two was like, what do y'all want as a housewarming gift? So I asked my roommate. I'm like, he wants to buy us a housewarming gift. What should we ask for, right? Now, we already had TVs. We already have, mind you, this a rich nigga. Like, he could afford whatever we ask for, right? So I'm like, we already got TVs. We already got furniture. What else do we need, right?
A dog.
So she says a dog. So I told boyfriend number two that we wanted a dog as a housewarming gift. And he bought the dog, and we named the dog after him. And then these snitch ass bitches that used to be my friends went and told my real boyfriend that the dog was named after some nigga because he bought me the dog. Damn. And it created this whole big thing in my relationship. Exactly. That was the caption I put up when it first went down too.
Oh shit.
But anyway, so he made me get rid of the dog.
Uh-huh. But you didn't.
But
really,
I didn't get rid of the dog.
She didn't really get
What'd
rid
you
of
do
it.
With the dog?
Whenever he, because we were long distance. He lived in New York and I lived in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So whenever he was coming around, I would take the dog to my best friend.
And then he found that out too.
No, he didn't.
Oh, he didn't? Mm-mm. Oh, shit. Well, now
he knows now. But I don't care anymore. We're not together. So I would leave the dog at my best friend's house whenever I knew that he was about to come around. So that we still kind of like shared the dog. Mm-hmm. And then eventually when I ended up moving to New York here to live with him, I left the dog with my best friend and now the dog's in Kansas City. However, you know, it wasn't that he was under the impression that he just showed up with the dog like, look, baby, I got your dog. And it wasn't like that. It was a gift. And it was a gift to the house.
From your side.
I'm sorry.
You see, you would have got kicked out because not only that, it's your boyfriend number two.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Problem,
like, that's the problem right there. Mm-hmm. Like, you accepting a
what
gift from another man.
But he bought me a lot
not
of stuff.
Not even from a cat.
He paid bills.
What
he
about
paid
a
rent.
A pussy cat. Whatever it is. Like, and then not only that, like, you bringing it to our crib.
No, it wasn't. It was
your crib.
It was my house.
It was your crib. But
he
still,
didn't live
you're
with
accepting
me.
A gift
my real
from
boyfriend
another
didn't
man.
Live with me.
So, but the first boyfriend, you didn't really care about.
I did care about him.
Yeah, you like
I was
we
in
together
love with
now.
Him.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't care now.
They're not together no more.
No, I don't care now. Fucking. This was
yeah. Imagine if Sophia Body was got rid of the dog because of you, and then you ended up with somebody else anyway.
No, she faked like
right.
she got
rid of
the
dog, and now you with Cayenne.
No, well, a lot of people don't know
she don't got her dog
like
no more.
She got rid of the dog.
That's what I did. I faked like I got rid of the dog.
That's hard to get rid of a dog.
I'm not getting rid of my dog.
What? Dogs are like children.
Yeah.
See, exactly. So why would I let
you
bring a dog to my crib and you got it from another man?
So look, all right, listen. So listen. So if y'all together long term, right? Me and my ex was together on and off 8 years, right? So within these 8 years, if he would have had a baby on me and I would have accepted that baby and brought that baby into my house.
You got to get rid of it.
Ain't that the same thing?
No, you accepted a baby.
So why can't
you accept
the dog?
I didn't accept that shit. Hell no. Why would I? You know what I'm saying?
It's a dog.
It's a dog.
That's nice.
That's my dog. That's,
and then what's next? What else you going to take? What else you going to take from him?
I'm hot.
What else you going to take?
I want to take my undershirt off.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
Take another shirt off.
Take it off.
It is type hot in this junk.
So how about this? What if your new girlfriend has a dog from her old boyfriend? This is before you, but it's her dog.
Right.
And the dog is named after the guy or whatever. Same
what if the dog's
that's
name
old
is,
news.
What if the dog's but name then, is Big Dick?
So you're okay with that? No.
Nah, that's
not
old news.
Like the dog's name would
what
not
if
be
the dog
Dick?
Name
Stop.
Is Zaddy?
Zaddy, the dog name would be Zaddy.
So you wouldn't care.
That's
you're
old news. This is
like,
going on while I'm
Zaddy.
Now I'll be like, come here, Z, you wild. I'm not doing the Zaddy joint. But now I'm
you
I'm
hungry,
say,
Zaddy?
To answer your question, like, nah, that's old news. You know what I'm saying? That was before me. And you dating with you with me right now and you doing all this funny shit, like, come on.
But that's still
I'm not
his
with
dog,
that shit.
Though. If you right. really think about it, he paid for it.
Right. Yeah, that's on him. You know what I'm saying? And I was on her for taking him. Bringing
so what about you? Like, if you, let's just say, the Sophia Body got you a bunch of presents. Do you get rid of those gifts when you move on?
I get rid of them? Nah, she could keep them. I wouldn't even accept anything.
You wouldn't accept anything?
Nah.
When y'all were together. Let's
she
together.
Tried to buy him presents on the one
she
of
tried
the
to buy me a present on the show.
Birthday
yeah.
present. You threw
tried,
at her.
Yeah, like Louis Vuitton. Like, I don't want on all that. Like, what?
What if it was
you know
nice
I could get that.
What if it was Supreme Louis Vuitton, though? It's really
care.
Hard to get.
But why would you try to give me something that you know I could get by myself?
But I'm saying it's hard to get it, so it might be like a nice jacket.
Nah, I'm good. I can get it myself.
Did y'all start dating when she interviewed you for the show that we did with Jack Thriller? Because I remember when you came on the show, I don't think y'all really knew each other, and then y'all started dating a little
ah,
bit after
shit.
That. I just wonder.
Dang, that's a
she
throwback.
Wanna know if she Chuck Woolery over here making love
yeah,
connection.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the timeline. Cause
oh,
then, yeah.
I'm trying. I got interviewed by her?
Yeah.
I did wrong? Oh,
I don't even remember.
I don't remember that.
Damn, that's a shame.
Let me put this out there. I did not even know who Sophia the Body was when I started dating. She told me her name was Stephanie when I first started dating. Like,
oh,
I'm gonna keep it a stat. No,
Stephanie.
Why? No, what's going on? What
that's
happened? Where
name.
Am I? I know Stephanie, but she told me her name was Stephanie. Mm-hmm. Like, and then I was calling her Stephanie for like a whole month.
She lied about her name.
Yeah, she told me. Yeah, that's a fact. Like, she told me her name was Stephanie, and I was calling her Stephanie
she
for a whole
Stephanie,
month.
She was Stephanie, she
mind
funny
you,
about
everybody.
That, what's funny about that is that she knows, like, that's, I got love for her. Like, that's my homegirl. Like, she cool, but she knows that people be confusing us all the time, and she gonna run around and use Stephanie as her fake name.
Did she give
like,
you a
that's
fake
so
name?
Annoying.
Yeah, she told me it was.
That's so
I mean,
annoying.
At that time,
and you
she
know
told
that's
me.
True, L'Oreal. You know that shit is
true.
I
don't
yo.
Know what
that's
is going
crazy.
On here.
That's
no.
what she was
what's
here.
Up?
Annoying.
Oh,
you
man.
You
catfishing
oh.
Stephanie.
No,
no, I ain't even gonna lie. Niggas have niggas be trying to be looking for me, and they'll bump into her and be like, "Yo, Steph, what's up? I've been looking for you." Like,
oh, she, I mean, on my side,
and she'll tell me, and I'm like, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, she'll tell me.
Using your name? Damn.
I'm like,
that's funny.
Do you say your name is Sophia sometimes?
No.
No. Her name is Stephanie and her name is Heffany.
No, I use a fake name though. Like, when I don't feel like telling somebody my name, I'll be like, oh, Jennifer.
So, how did you find out after about a month that her name was
I would say because a lot of people kept, you know, because just, you know, last year, because we started dating last year, I had. I had like 5 songs on the radio, so I was moving around and stuff. So I was going to different clubs, and I started bringing her with me. And a lot of people were like, "Yo, son, yo, you got the body, son." So I'm like, "Yo, what are they talking about?" Because she never told me what she did. I never did no research. I just started vibing off with communication.
You didn't follow her on no social media?
Nah, it was none of that.
Crazy
I didn't
thing
do none
is,
of
did
that.
Did you feel weird that guys are telling you you got the body?
No, but everybody was like, "Yo, come on, bro." Listen, all I remember, everybody kept saying, like, "Yo, you got the body, bro. Like, you got Sophia, da 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 da." And I'm like, why do you keep saying the body, Sophia? It didn't add up until, like, later on. And I'm like, "Yo, hold on." And then that's when I spoke to my man who was it? I spoke
Safari.
To somebody. Nah, I spoke to somebody.
Yeah, did Safari know her at least?
Yeah, they used to date.
He didn't give you the heads up. Her name's not Stephanie.
But mind you, I found out this later on. Later on. You know what I'm saying? But when I found out about it, like I went to a venue and I seen a flyer and it says Sophia Body. And I'm like, "Yo, why are they calling you Sophia Body? I thought your name was Stephanie." She's like, "Oh, nah, you know, and everything." And then I said, "Yo, and what's so crazy?" I'm going to tell you this. After I found that out, I was taking a shower one day, and I was like, "Let me just look this Sophia Body up." And I seen wild videos. I'm like, "Oh, she been popping. What is this like?" And she's like, and I said, "Yo, what's up with all this?" She's like, "Don't believe what the internet and the people say and everything like that." I'm like,
"My name really is Stephanie."
What is it? That's my twin sister, Sophia.
Yo, I'm like, is that crazy?
And I, you know what I'm saying? This honest God truth. Like, you know, she, you know.
I can't believe you didn't Google her before
this
that.
This is a great
story.
Nah,
I didn't because I was.
That was a good story.
I was rocking. No, I was rocking. <She's>, I know because, mind you, I wasn't like even into the looking, trying to look her up and all that. Like, I fucked with her vibe. You know what I'm saying? And she was down to earth. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's a good person. You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, okay, I'm going to rock with this young lady.
Yeah, Sophia's a sweetheart.
Yeah, like, you feel me? Like,
it's a little weird that she lied about her name for that long.
But what I learned, you know what I'm saying, just by being around her, that, you know, she been around, like niggas that smoked her. You know what I'm saying? Like she been around bad, like, she been around mad niggas, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, that I don't know personally, but I'm just hearing the words in the streets that she, you know what I'm saying? And people that she also told me too, like, she said facts, like, "Yo, I was such and such, such and such." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, but this was later on." You know what I'm saying? But after I done moved around, you with me and all this extra stuff.
Also, she didn't tell you that from the jump.
From the jump, nah. Like, I had to do my own research.
Damn.
You feel me? So it's like,
so she started like to confess as you started to find out.
After I said, "Yo, I seen something on YouTube and everything, what's up with this?" And then that's when she told me, like, "Dang, yo, I ain't want to," you feel me? So I guess at that point, she wanted to move on. Then, you know, whatever she used to do, she ain't want to do no more.
Aww.
You know what I mean? So,
were you heartbroken?
Oh, was I heartbroken? Yeah, I was in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause I was like, "Yo, damn, like, why?" Cause, like, imagine me walking in this spot and he's like, "Yo, son, yo, I smoked that joint."
Oh,
bad.
My God.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a weird feeling when I'm out here moving positive. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I'm doing so many successful things out here and just got a deal and all that. So it's like, "Yo, damn, like, you could at least give me heads up. Let me know, like, yo, your past
I'm
was
out
this."
Here.
You know what I'm saying? Or,
no, would it have mattered?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, huh? I was wondering.
I'm out here.
Would it have mattered to you at all?
Like, what's if that? She had a messy past like that.
And she was honest about it.
If she came at you and told you, like, "Listen, babe, I'm
she
out here."
If she would have came to me respectfully and told me about the joint, then I would be like, "All right, cool. It was up to me to deal with it or not." You know what I'm saying? But I would have respected because she came to me and told me. But just by me hearing it from the streets and everybody like, "Yo, son, you got to keep the eye on this joint." You know what I'm saying? Clout. I'm like, "Oh, shit. I ain't even see it coming."
Mm-hmm. But you out here too, though.
No, I'm not out. Right. No, I'm not.
Not anymore.
No.
He's with Cayenne from
I'm with
Queens.
Cayenne from Queens. You know what I'm saying? She dope. She's
wear her
not
real hair.
You feel
she
me?
Her own
I'm not gonna lie, yo. It was one season on Love and Hip Hop, and you was with 3 different people. It felt like.
Not yet.
That was this season.
That
season.
Don't feel like a lot to you.
This is my only first season. It looked like very mixy, but
he was moving.
Nah. I was just, you know, playing my cards right. You feel me? To see.
No,
who's...
it was just
okay.
You know,
Jump away
was...
the body.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
but
the
I just
NIE
got caught up
kinda...
with NIE.
But NIE, that don't count.
But I don't count because I ain't do nothing.
Y'all ain't do nothing.
We just smoked hookah.
If that was your dude, y'all, and he was seeing hookah. Pussy and smoking hookah with a bitch, it would count, Gigi.
He's
pussy
and smoke who got the strip club. What's the difference?
Oh,
it was in a closed confined
But it wasn't
room.
Like it was just them two in the room.
I mean, no, we actually left. No, we actually left the room. It was just me and her in the room.
See? She showed you her pussy?
No. She showed me her pussy around everybody.
And then y'all went in the room.
Yeah, went in the room. But we were smoking hookah, having a conversation, and we went to sleep.
Well, you trying to be super safe or how?
Okay, now.
Now, Jack,
after
some,
all of that happened in one sitting.
No. We actually left the room.
Jack, do you feel like you around your boys too much sometimes? That it's hard to be in a relationship because, you know, you got your boys and you're going through things and they're making jokes and they're watching everything happen.
The Central Park scene.
I know, that joint went viral. That joint crazy.
The Central Park scene where they was all behind, like creeping with their hoods watching.
I didn't even know they was doing that until me and her got to the steps and I looked.
I know you ain't know. That's the funniest part about it. Y'all had no idea. You know neither like, one of y'all never, knew they was creeping behind y'all. That shit
thinking,
was so funny.
Because you know what it is? Because I'm thinking that they was still exercising and stuff and I just had to leave to do what I had to do. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't know they was doing until I saw Snoop. And I see her laughing and I see Rich.
Hilarious.
I'm like, oh man, please, I hope they don't mess this up. And then when she seen him, it's just like, man.
Yeah, I'd be mad too. I'm over here beefing with you, looking at another girl's box.
Yeah, but to answer your question, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm with my team all the time, you know what I'm saying? But of course, like, I always stay connected, you know, to my girl, you know, feel me? Like, whatever it is, I'm always texting. It don't matter. It could be every hour, every 30 minutes. Like, yo, what's up with it? How you feeling right now? You feel what I'm saying? I'm more, you know.
Communication is
yeah.
good.
That's
good. Yeah, that's
yeah.
real good.
Yeah, I can't let like 6 hours in a day pass.
Yeah,
because
then that means you good. Looking at
I think it's only a problem with guys and their friends when the guy is a weak ass guy. You know, when he's weak.
When you say weak, what do you mean?
When he values his friends' opinions over his girls.
Yeah.
Right. You know when I mean? Part of the Creek Squad.
Exactly. Like, that's the only time.
Yeah.
But you know, when you are mad.
No, I'm not part of it.
When it's a man who likes to be involved in his relationship and likes to put his woman first, he could be with his friends as much as he wants.
Facts. And then, you know, Cayenne is she not on my back about that? You feel me?
Listen, now you had an incident where it looked like y'all was going to break up.
Mm-hmm.
She went ham on you.
Facts.
Now, what conversation did y'all have? Because it seemed like you forgave her pretty quickly. And pretty easily.
When you say pretty easily, like, what you mean?
I mean,
like,
just what we saw edited on television.
I mean, you know, we spoke about my actions because, you know, I had to let it be known, like, yo, listen, like, my past relationship, like, yeah, like, I was, you know what I mean, with the joints, you feel me? Like, but I had to let her know that, you know, like far as in, like, when it comes to, like, the DMs, you know what I'm saying? I'm always, you know, connecting with different women and DMs. You feel what I'm saying? But when I connect with them, it's more of, like, me promoting my music.
But what do you mean connect?
Connect? Like, basically, like, hitting them up, saying, like, yo, listen, I'd like for you to check out my music, whatever. But they send so many, you know,
responses,
things back to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, my God, X, Y, and Z. But I'll be like, yo, I appreciate the love. Then tap the heart. You feel what I'm saying? But, you know, it's kind of questionable.
Tap hearts?
Yeah, tap hearts.
That's the same thing.
She's trying to mix
the easiest way.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the easiest way to exit the conversation.
But of course, you know what I'm saying? I got in trouble. You know, of course I got in trouble for that because it's like, yo, damn, son, like you're in a relationship. Like, why would you, you feel me? And the thing about it with me, like, I don't want no female feel like they got one up on my lady. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm just not going to
be. So she's an artist too. Can she DM dudes?
Yeah, she could. You want to go out and promote and all that, but it has to be a balance, though. You can't just go the extra.
Hearts?
You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Can she tap hearts?
Yeah, she can tap hearts if you want to. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, we're in a business.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
when you're in a business, but it just looked funny, like when you just, you know, commuting with, because the way I do it, I'm like, yo, listen, I want you to send me a Shake Some video. Then it's the heart. Then it's like,
see, that's
it's
the thing, because you do the same challenges.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But no, this
but
is the thing.
I've
seen him do that. He do the challenges. Mm-hmm. So it'll have his song and then they'll be shaking.
Yeah, they'll be going crazy.
So he'll post them. I seen them.
I go crazy on my social media with, you know, with the record. And not only that, like, they always sending me different videos.
See,
with them shaking
that's
with.
The problem that's is coming.
You know what
now,
mean?
What if she did a song called Safari Challenge and she was like,
and
send me a
you got guys on
video.
There like this swinging their
I mean, nah, if that's the marketing, then why not? You know what I'm saying? I'm not against that. I'm definitely not against that. Well, why not? Let's promote. Let's get it popping.
Do you send her dick pics?
Do I send her dick pics? Nah, I don't send dick. She can see that shit live. She know how it leans.
Oh, so yeah, okay.
What about if you on the road or something?
So what?
You on the road or something?
Oh, FaceTime. Why we gotta do pictures when she can see it and she can just.
But what if she just like, yo, send me a picture of your dick?
Send me a picture. Nah, she more like, yo, listen, let me see that junk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta show her. You know what I'm saying?
So only on FaceTime, but you're not gonna send the actual picture?
Nah, I ain't doing a picture, junk. You know what I'm saying?
Do y'all make sex tapes?
Nah, with each other?
Like on the phone?
Nah, man, we still early in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? We still early. We taking it slow. I just got a promise ring. You know what I'm saying? Like,
a promise ring.
Yeah, definitely. Hey.
That's not early. That's, you know, like strong.
Man, you making promises out this bitch?
I'm making, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, I used to be the, you feel me? I used to have all the joints and I had to, you know, cancel them out.
What does a promise ring mean? Like, what's a promise?
You know, basically, you know, just having an understanding, like, listen, I won't be doing this. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's move forward. Like,
it's
let's
like, brand. It's like more of like assuring the commitment.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just going to just better ourselves. You feel me?
Like, we ain't
but
married,
me, I'm just like, you know. Yeah, but it's levels to it. And I'm willing to take that step. Well,
listen to me. If a guy gets me a ring and he's like, oh, this is a promise ring, I'm going to stop him right at the PM and be like, an engagement.
Because how do you get that?
Engagement.
Obviously, you got to bring out the ring box.
You got to bring out the ring box and all that. But
she's like, oh, my God. You're like, no, it's an engagement.
It's an engagement.
I'm just promising you that I'm going to do better.
And he'll be like, no, what guys will do will be like, oh, no, I'm going to get you a better one for the engagement ring. And then you spin him again like, no, babe, this is perfect.
No.
And then he'll be like, so we're engaged.
We're engaged now.
Yes. No, but I can see that happening.
Because she definitely ring.
Nah, she worth it. Shut I can see it happening, though.
Yeah. I feel like a promise ring.
Yeah, she worth
anyway,
it. She definitely worth it.
I feel like a promise ring is the pre-ring to the engagement ring.
Yes.
Like, in another 2 years, I'll get you an engagement
exactly.
ring.
Exactly. And that's
don't
what I'm about.
Don't put a limit on it.
No, but it can happen though. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what it is? Because I feel like, you know, this generation nowadays is smash, smash, I'm out of here. All right, cool, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, you
I'm
just
more,
said
I grew
you
up,
do that too and then block them.
No, hear what I'm saying? Nowadays, now, you know what I'm saying? Before, I was about that, but I learned to like, yo, nah, it's much more bigger than this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather just build with somebody, create something, and just live on. You feel
so
me?
So she's
that
the one,
quickie.
You think?
Huh?
She's the one?
Nah, she the one.
Is that the first time you ever bought a promise ring?
Yes.
Damn.
See, but and then I wonder if it's not saying that she's not the one. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am asking is it because it's this time in your life? Like, if she met you 2 years ago.
She met me 2 years ago. It wouldn't happen. I was in a different space.
So sometimes it is. Like,
yeah, I was out there, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, ladies know what's up.
Right.
Yeah, they know what's up.
Now, did you guys, when you first started being together, did you use a condom?
Yeah. I don't know, talking about me and like.
And Cayenne.
Me and Cayenne. No comment.
No condom, he said.
No comment on that.
Because I'm wondering, right, with using a condom, obviously for women it's whatever, but for guys, is it harder for you to come with the condom on?
Is it harder? Nah. Let me tell you about me. You know what I'm saying? Like, me, I'm more of like, oh my God, my phone going crazy.
Oh,
that's all right now. I mean, with me, like, on and off, it's gonna take me a minute. I'm more of like a pleaser. Like, you gotta tell me when you want me tonight. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just not with
it's
the
been 3 hours.
You know what I'm
okay.
saying? I'm more that's just me. I'm sorry. Nah. I'm keep it wet. You feel me? Like, that's what I'm about. Like, I can't
okay.
I'm not with the like I'm good now. Nah, you gotta tell me. Okay, I want you to not now. You know what I'm saying?
That's what makes you come. Like,
yeah, that's what makes me come.
What
you
if
gotta
she doesn't
me.
Ever say that?
And she gonna just, well, she gonna just be all up and down the house, like taking a dick. Like, you gonna
I wouldn't
be
here now if she ain't told me to bust this nut out.
That's a fact, though.
So you guys never use a condom?
Huh?
You guys never
no
use
no comment
one?
On that.
No condom.
Yeah. No, I'm just curious.
No comment.
Sometimes, okay, so how long did it take until you guys had sex when you first started dating?
No comment.
Damn.
I played the
I'm guessing it was pretty fast. I think it was pretty fast. It lasts like it does.
Some people have this stigma that they think, oh, I gotta hold out, I gotta wait, I gotta do this, and there's no real rules to it.
And then you wait definitely. And then the motherfucker don't call
Listen,
you back and then you look
you can wait 30 days or you can wait 3 hours.
Right.
Don't That's matter.
It is what it is.
30 minutes to 30 days. It don't matter.
It's all about the connection and the chemistry.
Yes.
There, like, I remember a time I would think to myself, like, I could never have sex with somebody the first time I meet them. And somebody I had sex with the first night, it was some amazing sex. And he and I are, you know, we're like really good friends to this day. And it's like 6 years later. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he and I are real good friends. Like, we don't sleep together anymore.
But the friendship is there.
No, but he's actually a key player in my life. Like, he's a very important VIP in my life, for sure.
Okay. For sure.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right. So with that being said, was it the first night?
Nah, no,
like,
first night.
Like, you can't
night.
Put limits. No, you can't night. Put limits.
Why you want to get all blushy? Activity.
No first night. Oh, you I blushy. Told y'all I'm going to please. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, but it wasn't no first on, you know, on site or anything like
that. It was like,
your site second. Actually goes all over the place, though, too. Because, like, yeah. I can't look at your three girlfriends that you just had. And
yeah, it was only two.
Her naive counts.
No, she don't.
Nah, she don't count.
That wasn't his girlfriend.
She don't
you go
count.
In the room and close the door.
She don't count.
That was your girlfriend that night.
And you believe when you're dating somebody, if she don't fuck with someone, you don't fuck with them either.
You said what? Say it again.
Like, if Cayenne don't fuck with somebody, you don't fuck with them either. Like, that's not your peoples no more.
yeah, I would have to say that, but. Like, I would have to understand what the problem is. You feel mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, we in a music industry. You feel me? So it's like somebody that she may not like, but I have a strong relationship with. You feel what I'm saying? I can't mess that up. You feel me? Like, I would have to try to talk it out. Like, listen, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is what I'm in it for. And whatever you problems you have with that person, like, you know, you just stay far away from that. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it has to be a balance.
Because you have to admit that she was wrong when she said the thing about Britney's
yeah,
grandmother.
Yeah, of course. Like, she knows that. She knows that. Like, I even mentioned it to her. Like, cause I felt some type of way because, you know, that was, you know what I mean? Like, Brie, you know what I'm saying? She was a sis. You feel me? So it's like, you know, like, yo, listen. Like,
right, because y'all have a relationship. Not a relationship, but a friendship.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So, you know. She was wrong, and she admitted that she was wrong, but she wasn't coming from that place, though. She was just more like, yo, I put this on everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how we talk. You feel me? But she's like, all right, so, you feel me? But that's all.
Buy your grandmother flowers. Oh,
that's an awkward situation.
But the thing about it is, like, you know, like we spoke about edits, like, Bree, she said so many things too.
And it was, you know what it was edited out.
So it was like, you know, it wasn't even there. Like, stuff got chopped. So like, it was a lot of back and forth going on. So that's why you seen the camera when I was there, like before they cut it, I was like, yo, stop. You know what I'm saying? Because it was going crazy. And it was in a restaurant. It was so fancy in that joint. So I'm just like, yo, damn, man. Like,
y'all in there.
Somebody
you feel me?
She lifted up the table.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I was like, good. Look, she got
like, Spartan.
She
turned into the Hulk.
I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Nah, but that is a bad situation to have, like, your friend beefing with the person that you're in a relationship with.
Yeah.
And you're kind of in the middle of the whole
shit. In the middle
shit.
Of it. Yeah, definitely.
Do you have a favorite ex?
A favorite ex? Nah, I don't.
Ladies, because he can't, you know.
I have a favorite ex.
I don't have a favorite ex at all.
I have a favorite ex. My son's father is my favorite ex because he takes care of my kid.
Right.
He's great.
I have a favorite ex, but we Love weren't him. Technically in a relationship.
Oh.
What do you mean you weren't technically?
Boyfriend number two.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
That's the homie with the bag.
Why is he your
that's
favorite?
That's why.
Because we were like best friends. Listen. There was a time, we had been friends for maybe like 2 years before I got with my ex.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a fuck friendship, right? When I got with my ex, we stopped having sex. And it was like a whole year and a half went by. And I was like, yo, why are we not fucking no more?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it had become an ongoing joke. It had become an ongoing joke between me and my friends that me and this nigga still was seeing each other every day. Everything's still the same. It's just we was not having sex anymore. So a whole year and a half go by and I brought it up to him. Like, yo, why we stopped fucking? Like, what happened? Like, why we not having sex no more? And he was like, I'm respecting your relationship. Like, you all in love and da da da, right? I was like, man, fuck that shit. I'm coming over tonight.
Whoa.
So we started fucking again. Long story short, we were like best friends.
Yo, man.
Damn.
She did not care about boyfriend number one, man. I'm telling you right now.
We were like best friends. No, but I knew that boyfriend number one was cheating on me.
Right.
So, that's why.
I got my dick in a box right here.
That's why. That's the whole thing.
Boyfriend number one. I love you, Gigi, but I don't think
was cheating on me.
I don't think your boyfriend cheating on you is a valid excuse to cheat.
Well, that was my excuse.
Yeah, that was the reason. I mean, fuck
so
it.
So since
it
I knew boyfriend number one
that would be the best reason.
Then I was like, boyfriend number two, what's up? So we started fucking again. But lo and behold, like after everything is said and done, we were really, really, really close friends.
Mm-hmm.
When we were having sex, when we weren't having sex, when we was just chilling, he was always there for me. We had great times together, just chilling, smoking, laughing, joking, whatever. Like, he really was my bestie.
Yeah.
So that's why he's my favorite ex. Even right, though we weren't really in a real relationship. Yeah.
Who's your favorite ex?
My favorite ex? Do I have a favorite ex?
Damn.
She cool with all her exes.
I'm cool with all of them, but I don't... Like, once I stop fucking with you, I'll never fuck you again.
Mm.
So, all my exes, I'm cool with them, but I just don't fuck with them like that. Like, I literally am so turned off by you, because if you do something to me mentally, like, if you cheat on me, mentally, I can never look at you the same.
Mm.
I just can't. So I'm cool with all my exes, and I love the fact that it hurts them. I mean, nothing hurts somebody more than you still being cool with them, but not fucking with them like that.
Mm. So wait, what if you made a mistake and cheated on somebody? Would you want
He'll
them
never
to
know.
Never look at you the same?
Never
See,
know.
I can't say that right. I could do that. Yeah, I know. I get what you're saying, but I just can't say that I could let. I mean, don't get me wrong. It affects me. Somebody that might have cheated on me before, it will affect me, but I can't be like, well, I don't love them or didn't ever love them because they cheated on me.
I mean, it is what it is. Some people could deal with it and get over it.
Right.
I just look at people differently. Like, it is, if you cheat on me, maybe I stay with you for a little while, but it's not going to work out. And I told my ex-boyfriend, who I was with the longest, we were together for 5 years. After he cheated on me, I told him, I said, look, I'm going to just do both me and you a favor and never fuck with you again, because I'm never going to trust you again. And I know myself.
Right.
And
well, if you get caught like
he
that,
got caught mad
that's
time.
Messy.
Because what happened was, he left his email open on my laptop. So when I checked it, I saw a whole lot of shit. It wasn't just like, you cheated on me and I found out. I seen pictures. I seen you done took trips with other bitches. Like, whole lot of stuff. I seen him in a hot tub with some other chick. I seen him do, and with his boys around. You know what I'm saying?
See, I don't like that.
So not only was you cheating on me, but your boys was around, the same people that be around me. Your sister was around.
Them niggas is always around, FYI. And they be right there, like you said, sis.
After that, I knew I was never going to
cheat. And he called my sister.
It was too many different things that he did.
Look at his face.
Like, he went on a trip with another chick, and I picked him up from the airport after that.
Wow.
I'm thinking he with his boys. So after that, I'm never fucking with you again.
That's when you go to jail for murder.
I mean, like how did I make you feel, like, after you dated this person for, like, 5 years, and then finding out that...
And I found out on his birthday.
Damn.
Because we were about to go to eat, and... I was going on my laptop just to Google the address of the restaurant I made reservations at, and his email opened up when I went into the Gmail thing. Mm. And I was like, should I look or should I not look? I was like, I'm going to just glance. And then I just seen a whole lot of shit. Yeah, because I was like, all right, if I don't see nothing right away, I'm going to just close it. Yeah. But it was
That's
like
what we tell ourselves
a lot of shit.
15 and pages down.
Look, so you know what I did? I sent it all to my email, because I knew once I got it, he was going to change his password.
Yeah.
I forwarded all the emails to myself. And then when he called me, I was like, I don't want to go to dinner tonight. He was like, why? What's the matter? And then I started forwarding him
all the email.
Yeah.
How does it make you feel? Like, you know what I'm saying? Dating this person for like 5 years.
Betrayed.
You know like, how do you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, betrayed.
How you look at relationships
now? I'm
just
glad I didn't end up with him. But I'll say this, it didn't really affect me, like, not wanting to be with somebody in the future.
Mm.
You know, I'm very good at, like, putting things in a box. Like, that was him. I don't believe everybody's like that.
Okay.
And I still don't think that, you know, like, I think my boyfriend now is great. I don't think nothing bad about him.
Okay.
If he does something and I find out about it, then
it's a wrap.
It depends on what it is, but probably so, yes.
Mm.
And, you know, I think I would rather break up with somebody than torture them and torture myself and stay with them.
Mm. I'd rather torture their ass, because you tortured me and left me there for 5 years while you was lying and shit. Well, I'm going to sit here for at least a year and get on your fucking
But guess
nerves.
What's more torture? When you leave his ass? Mm. There's nothing, because they don't believe
that.
Nah,
they don't. Because
when we first broke up, I don't think
later.
He thought that I was really going to break up with him. So he was like, let me just give her some time.
Yeah, guys.
But
don't
I
care
really
in the beginning.
Broke up with him and never fucked with him again.
Is that a fact or nah? They like, oh, I get to go out and fuck everybody in the beginning. That's how they feel. And then it dawns on them, like, oh shit, I'm lonely.
And when it dawns on him, I'm done. I already got a new man.
Right.
Just like Jacquey move on fast, me too.
Three boyfriends in one season.
Maybe it's a cancer thing. Yeah.
Oh, cancer. Ugh.
New bae.
Oh, man, what's wrong with cancer?
Nah, they're just really sensitive.
Very sensitive.
You plan out your wedding in your head? Like, you know how they always act like women are planning it out? Do you plan out your wedding?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What do you envision?
Oh, man, having a wedding on the moon.
Hopefully it ain't on VH1.
He's never getting married because it's not going to happen.
Nah, on the moon, it could happen, though.
It's not going to happen for a long time, so...
No, it can happen, though.
Cayenne, hang in there until we can get on the moon.
Mona's got to get up on that moon
happen,
for
though.
Check.
I either want to get married on a beach or in New York.
What about a beach in New York?
Nah.
What beach is that? Coney Island.
The Orchards? In the Bronx?
Jones Beach.
Nah.
The Hamptons has really pretty beaches.
Yeah, the Hamptons. I can see that.
The water cold as fuck, though.
What about you, G? You be planning your wedding?
Nah.
She's like, I got new bae. I don't want to make him nervous.
I wouldn't mind like having my wedding reception on a rooftop in New York. Like, that would be nice.
What you envision for your wedding, Jacquey?
I see a concert. going on.
A
like,
concert?
My joint's
so
different.
Your wedding's an after party?
Like, nah. It's just,
a sweet 16.
Nah, it's more like I see, cause you know, like I love performing. Mm-hmm. So I see me like actually having like all my top, you know what I'm saying, dope performance
like
performing.
Who?
Like, I would have to say, Lil Uzi.
You know, oh my God, you would have Lil Uzi perform at your wedding?
All my friends are dead.
All my friends are dead. Push me to the edge.
Missy Elliott.
You know, that would be nice.
Slick Rick. Like, I would really turn this joint all the way upside down. Like, really have it, you know what I mean? Have everybody having a good time.
Well, this sounds really romantic.
Yeah, like, no, for real. Like, it's going to turn to a concert for real.
If you guys can have anybody perform at your wedding, who would it be?
Stevie Wonder.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. I'm not mad at that. Prince.
He's dead.
You said anyone.
But he's dead.
So I want Michael Jackson at my joint.
Yeah, you got a body alive.
You be
Jesus.
Dirty Diana.
Jesus, that's who I want to perform on my body. Jesus.
All right, so somebody alive is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'll get Beyonce then.
Oh, Beyonce.
Me too, girl. My answer's the same.
Imagine Beyonce performing at your wedding on the run three.
I would like Beyonce or some, you know, a guy with a really good voice. Neo has a beautiful voice.
Oh my
voice,
God, Neo.
You know, to sing.
Oh, man.
I want Neo to sing Lady of My Life at my wedding.
That would be Ooh. Nice. Neo, nice.
You know who I always wanted to sing for me because this was my favorite episode of Fucking Martin?
You know what?
Brian McKnight when
you
it was in
the
park.
You took the thought right from my head.
I never felt this way.
I bet we can't get Brian McKnight on the service because remember he did all that porn stuff.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Brian McKnight did porn stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Hope we could get him up here for real.
Remember he made that fucker in the pussy song or some shit?
Yes, I remember
that. Look at me with this. Why are you typing on a keyboard?
How many fingers do you need for these pussies? Huh? Fingers, pussies, never
nah,
mind.
He was on the piano when he did it. Like, he was at the piano, like, something, something,
yeah,
pussy.
Singing. Yeah,
oh, I don't remember.
I said, you having a concert, Jacque. Where is this wedding at?
The Barclays.
Madison Square Garden.
I might have to say Barclays.
Okay, yeah, Brooklyn.
Yeah, Barclays, yeah. Definitely, yeah. Have Fantasia open it up.
Hey. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wanna see
if you don't love me, then don't talk
That's
to
me.
That's
a bad song. It's a wedding.
I know, right?
That has to be when I see you. What is wrong with you?
Go ahead. That's the first one
That's
in
a
mind.
Divorce party, bitch. Yeah.
She said she's just like my old self. You know, she came to the curb real quick.
Would you perform at your own wedding?
Hell yeah. Mm. With the suit on and all that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
said, can we come?
Right.
Yeah, y'all can
right.
pull it up.
Yeah, it sounds kind of lit.
It's all lit.
It's the most lit wedding I've ever heard about.
Tell you, turns you into a party for real.
You have a wedding song? Like, what's the song?
I have a song called You the One that's dedicated to Kanye. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Qué lindo. Oh, my God.
Niggas better step y'all shit up. That's
happening to this. It's a dope record, too. I'm going to let y'all hear it after this.
Do you say her name in the record?
Nah.
Mm-mm. Why not?
Okay. But at the shows, everybody know I always mention her name. Listen, this song is dedicated to Kanye.
Oh, so you guys sweet. Are on the next season for sure?
We in the works of it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think that this could perhaps help or destroy your relationship, being on TV?
I mean, of course, like, we look at TV and like, it may create something, it may break up. But when, like I say, you have this understanding, you know what I'm saying, without all that, not even paying attention to that, but just mentally just focus on ourselves and all that, nobody can break that.
Is she the best sex you ever had?
Say what?
Is she the best sex
Excuse me,
ever
say
had?
What?
Wet.
That's her nickname?
Not egg.
No, I'm just saying wet. That's all I'm saying. Well, like I said before, no comment. I'm saying, wet.
But is sex the most important Pause. Thing in a relationship?
Nah. I'm a hot boy, but nah.
I think chemistry is the most important thing in a relationship.
Yes. Have an understanding.
Y'all got to get along, man. Sexual chemistry.
Yeah, I think communication and chemistry.
Yeah,
that's more important
gotta
for me.
You have, like, that mesh.
Like I said,
you know,
I've been
mesh.
That role already.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Was she, like, embarrassed about stuff you did on the show when it came out, like, when the show aired?
Was she embarrassed?
Like, oh my God, why is he?
Why is he what?
You know,
looking
just,
at pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look
course,
at that pussy.
Everybody
like he had
seen...
a flip book. Like, oh, this pussy's not.
And here's another
this,
pussy.
But here's another here's pussy. Another
yeah,
pussy
I mean, but you know, like, I see pussy every day. You know what I'm
you
saying?
Do every
I
day.
I go,
do you?
Yeah,
Where the fuck is this at?
I go to strip clubs every day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Every
I see
day.
Every
why
day.
Every day?
Because I got to promote my record, Shake Some. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, I have to promote. You know, so
she did do her own version of that song.
You hear that?
She
needs to remix it.
Listen, there's not an excuse. She gotta promote my record.
Diane, we need to do a song. Swing something.
The record is doing very successful right now, so why not?
Big thing.
Yeah. Spin moon. Like, baby, I gotta go to work. I need to be in the strip club.
No, but that's a fact, though. Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
You know? So now, what happens? Like, does she have access to all your passwords and everything?
Yeah, yeah. She letting me know at the gate. Like, listen, what's your password?
He's some grown man shit. Like, he's like, yeah, that, yep, and that too. And that,
yeah, that's a fact. Like, she was like, yo, password. Like, this girl is so, this girl is something.
You love it.
Yeah. Definitely.
She had to put you in check.
Yeah. Nobody else ever done
that. Nah, me and her, I think that's what it is. Because, you know, every other female that I've been with, it was just more of it was temporarily.
How about your families? How your families feel about, like, do they let her family like you? Does your family like her?
I mean, what you call my, I know my parents, you know, they definitely, you know, everybody loves Cayenne. Mm-hmm. You know, I have not yet met her family. But, you know, I spoke to them on the phone. No, because everybody live far.
Right, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but we're going to come and, you know, set up like a family reunion, you know what I mean? And get something done, you know?
Damn.
And like
really
I said, it's new.
Very
young. That's what I said, it's
How
new.
How long have
you
y'all been
saying?
Together?
For a few months now. You know what I'm saying? It's
That's
new.
Quick.
You know?
We've been together for a few months now.
We've been together for a few months now. You know how to get a rain to lock it down.
Between you and Cayenne, who's more active in the bedroom? Like, who is the person that
Both
does
of us.
The most work?
It's kind of crazy. Both of us. You know, because she's very animated and I'm animated too at the same time. It's black. It's dope.
So, like, role playing and stuff like that?
All that. Like, yo, what's up? Yo, shut up. All right. Nah, talk.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, shit like that. Like,
damn,
you know what
shut
saying?
Up, not talk.
Yo, go give me some
I'm
water.
Confused.
No, nigga, you go get it yourself. You want me to what? I'ma go get it. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Like, what's up with it?
That sounds like fun. Do y'all dress up too?
Dress up like we on some costumes.
When you role play, she a nurse. Maid. Yeah.
Nah.
You should get her some stuff like that and make her put it on.
I should try that. That would be fun. Cause we just, you know this, cause when we be doing it, we just be acting like it's, you know what I'm saying? Well, I guess with the costumes will give it a little more effect. Yeah. I would dead ass do that joint.
What would be your costume?
I'd probably be like the lion off the Wizard of Oz.
The lion.
And she's Dorothy.
And she's Cowardly Lion. The Cowardly
Lion. Oh my God. Scary lion. It's a scary lion.
Don't be afraid.
Please don't eat me, scary lion.
Please do eat me, scary lion.
I'm role play coach.
Yeah, role play.
And I'll be like, bring that ass here, girl. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Okay, scary lion.
But you gotta be the cowardly lion, so you gotta be scared of everything.
Nah, but
he's gonna be a tough lion.
Don't be the tough one, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be like,
the lion after he got his heart.
But exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You got good old courage.
That's
you
a
know
scarecrow
what
that didn't have no heart.
No, the scarecrow didn't have a brain. Hello, it's my favorite movie. I know all of them. Oh, and it was the Tin Man that didn't have the heart. It was the lion that didn't have the courage.
Okay, so you don't have no courage.
But I remember.
Exactly.
I remember,
that's what I'm saying. I'll be slumped like.
Nah,
what's up with it?
You supposed to be a scarecrow looking for some brain.
I'll be more like
I need some brain. Yeah. I need a brain.
Looking for some brain.
And then when she give you brains and you get smarter.
Yeah, of course. Knowledge, you wake you up all day. You know what I'm saying? Who won't want some head?
Follow the yellow dick road.
Nah, black road.
Nah, the chocolate dick road. Yeah, he doesn't have the yellow dick
Instead
road.
Of the whiz, it could be the jizz.
Yo, you just could ruin anything in my childhood. Thank you, Angela.
What kind of ideas?
Oh, man.
Instead of the whiz, the jizz. Oh, my God.
He's on down the throat.
He's on down the throat. Come on in.
Shoot.
Or he's on down the brown brick road.
No. Because that sounds crazy.
He's on down the throat.
Yeah, it sounds like a butt road.
All right. Well, there you go. I don't want to ask you this question. But let's just talk about business-wise, because both of you guys are in the business, right? You and Cayenne. Uh-huh. Now, business-wise, would you have a problem with her hitting up people, like, or having to be cool with people who have hit on her in the past?
Like, hit on her, like, trying to...
Yeah, like, trying to date her. But let's just say, I want to work with this producer, but he definitely tried to fuck me at some point. But I still think he's a dope producer.
Nah, that's not happening. Mm-hmm. Nah, it's not happening. You know what I'm saying? Somebody getting waxed. That's it. Like, straight up like that.
But let's just say it was you. It's business now.
Nah, it's not business now. Because, like, if that's, like, the beginning of your conversation, homie want to fuck me, but he got some fire shit. Huh?
I mean,
oh, nah, hold it down, kid. Yeah, I know like, a lot of producers. TMI. Yeah, that's too much. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, hold it down, kid. I got a dope producer that you can holler at that's focused on the music and not just and trying not to beat your box up and then give you the music. You know what I'm saying?
But what if she don't like that producer?
Well, she's going to like the producer.
But what if they sent her some beats and you can't even deny they was hot?
Yeah, it's hot as hot. Yo, you real talented. Good luck with that. Yeah. Facts.
I'm gonna take my girl to the next.
Exactly. Exactly. We're gonna make a hit with me on the hook.
I can see that though, because ain't nobody trying to have no nigga bitch that's trying to fuck your nigga bitch all in.
Like, and she wouldn't want that for me either. Like, oh, shorty can sing, but
this is why I'm not gonna lie. I know you're supposed to tell your boyfriend everything, and y'all are supposed to be best friends and blah 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 blah. Mm-hmm. But that's why you can't tell your man every guy that try to kick it to you. You can't, because he's going to, even if, because you could curve somebody gracefully and still have a nice relationship with them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But once you put that idea in your man's head, out it's there. Over for you.
That's what I say. Like, that your sentence was, he want to.
Huh? Yeah, it's over.
So
that's
now you done fuck my whole train of thought.
It's over. That's
it. She's
over.
Trying to be honest with you too, because I used to have that problem.
I'm gonna be honest and be like, it's a dub.
I should tell Laria all the time. You know,
like, why are you telling him this?
No. It's kind of unnecessary. Because at the end of the day, if you're not gonna fuck with him anyway, and nothing ever happened,
it
but he just
matter.
Had a holler.
But I just wanted to know, like, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm being open and honest. Like, he tried to fuck with me, but it's
and
not
let's
like
just
that.
Say he didn't even know your boyfriend or that you had one. So guys will shoot their shot, and if they don't know and you shut them down, then you should be able to move on.
But
past
but it's your job to let that person know. Listen, I got a man, and I don't want you to.
Yeah, but I'm saying,
she
did that though,
and even still,
so
like,
what's the problem? You should trust the girl enough.
Like, look. He did try to holler at me. He didn't know I had a man. I told him.
Okay, now you're switching the conversation up. Then it's like.
But he tried to holler. That's the whole point.
But he tried to holler.
But
he curved the situation.
And
it's still
cool.
A dub.
It's just TMI. I feel like, and honestly, if a guy tells me, oh, this girl tried to fuck with me, I'm going to think you like that shit. That's why you telling me. It was on your mind. You didn't forget.
That's
like,
why you think it's better than not tell somebody,
me.
Right?
Yeah, just exactly. Because if I tell, like, if I tell my, because listen.
No, you're just not mentioning it.
No, you're just not mentioning it. You're not lying. It is omitting.
Yeah, that's still a form of lying.
But, like, here's the thing. All right. Just for example, I'm a popular girl. You know what I mean? I get DMs from, you know, some popular people. You know what I mean? So, I'm dating a popular guy. So I tell him just because it happened. Like, let's say we're sitting there and I get a DM and I'm like, oh, XYZ just DM'd me. Now, even though I don't want to talk to this person, he's thinking that I think that shit is cool.
Right. That's why you don't mention it.
You know what
it.
I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's thinking like, oh, you excited about that. Mm-hmm.
And
you know
I also
what I mean?
Feel like guys.
That's not excitement just because you're shooting.
But that's
I feel
how
like,
guys
I feel like
think.
Guys shoot their shot at you, but they shooting their shot at 100 other girls too.
Exactly. Right. That's what,
shoot,
that's
and
what
if
I'm
you shoot
trying
it down,
to show.
Who cares? Just move past it because it, and, at the end of the day, there's going to be a million guys that are trying to talk to you that's also trying to talk to everybody else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And if they cool with you after you shoot them down, it shouldn't be a big deal.
Right.
And then once you tell your man, it turns into a bigger deal than it has to be. And
exactly.
Now it could be somebody that you would want to work with, but now I can't because I done told my boyfriend.
Because you done run your mouth and now it's an uncomfortable
but if
situation.
If that's your best friend and you really keeping that from them, it'll eat me up inside.
Nah,
it's just, you know what?
Like, that's how I am. Like, damn, I'm supposed to tell this nigga.
Like, listen to me. I'm the type of person, I say I don't like two types of people. I can't stand two types of people. I can't stand thieves and I can't stand liars. So with that being said, you would think that I consider myself a honest person. Mm-hmm. But even as honest as I consider myself, I don't like to tell on myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I
Especially
mean?
Especially if you ain't do nothing.
I feel like you can still be an honest person and, you know, be careful with other people's feelings. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You can still be keeping it real without keeping it too real.
Now check this
out. Sometimes keeping it real do go wrong.
He see your DMs and you ain't say nothing. And you ain't deleted.
Because
yeah,
it didn't
but you
even
also
matter.
Didn't do nothing. Like if he sees your DMs and you didn't respond,
yeah, you ain't tell right. me so and so ain't hit you up.
And then you'd be like, I didn't think it was a big deal.
Yeah, because
you
then
just gotta keep
no,
it
and if you're in
front.
The DM and if you're like right now, like I said, my emails are pretty my DMs are pretty interesting, you know? So if the guy that I'm with now was to go into my DM, he would be totally fine with it, even seeing that, because he would see that I didn't even
right.
open
you
up the message.
If you didn't do anything.
You know?
Gigi, let me hear your
that's
perspective.
That's what I'm saying.
You didn't
as a
open
woman
the
I didn't even open
exactly.
it. I
didn't
accept
it. Exactly.
Yeah, you know what
you
I mean?
See when a person
I didn't
reads
entertain
it.
It.
Right. Yeah. But Gigi, you were, Gigi was in a long-term relationship. Did you tell him every guy that tried to holler at you?
Hell no.
Gigi,
no,
not that time.
Yo, she had number two, God. That's it.
Oh, Gigi.
She had number two, God.
No.
But number two didn't last. It ended. It didn't last throughout the entire relationship. It ended before I moved to New York. It
oh,
ended in
he was
Atlanta.
Assigned.
Yeah, okay. ended in. I moved to New York in what 13. It ended in 12.
Because I think sometimes girls do that and guys do that because they want the other person to feel a little jealous.
Yeah, they
too.
Want you.
That's
to
not
think,
why I would ever.
I
do
I mean, I've done it. Yes, I've shown my man like, oh, look who's in my DM,
right.
just because I want him to be like, oh, look, my girls want it.
Right.
But that was in my younger years, and I realized that that's stupid. Like, that's the stupidest
thing. Because all
you're
doing is causing problems.
Yes.
And especially if the dude ain't know you had a man. And you could be like, oh, well, I have
right.
a boyfriend. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
But you ain't never see, like, me. I might have fucked around and be like, this fucking nigga tried to talk to me. I never would talk to him. And then I'll be like, oh, what?
But that's why it's necessary. That's why it's But if it's somebody you never talked to, why even bother? Because
at
nothing,
the time, I didn't think I would ever talk to
There's nothing wrong with
him.
A guy trying to talk to you if he doesn't know what your situation is. Because all he can do is
now.
Try. And then you're like, no. So there's no reason to make your man not like somebody.
Right. And I, like I said, I
That's
feel like
how I
you
feel.
Could. Right. I feel, and I feel like you could, I have curved, you know, here's the thing. You can't win the lotto if you don't play. You know what I mean? So guys are going to try. They're going to see a beautiful girl and they're going to try. You know
right.
what I mean? So
you want other guys are going to like your girl, period.
Yeah,
it's just
I don't
like,
have a
right. That's
with
what
that.
I'm saying.
I
and,
have a problem
and,
with
but
that.
I, you know, so, and with that being said, as you can imagine, I've curved a lot of guys, and it's not because I want to disrespect them or I feel like they whack or whatever. It's just, I wasn't interested.
Timing.
Exactly. You know what I mean? I wasn't interested. So, but it's still not being interested. I could still be cool with this person. Mm-hmm. And you know, how could you be cool with somebody and you already kind of played them to your man? So now back at the ranch, couple months go by. And an opportunity comes up with this person who you told your man that you curved. And now you can't take the opportunity because your
right.
man already knows all that background information
exactly.
that he didn't need to know from the jump street.
Because nothing was going to happen anyway.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You
know what I mean?
I'm sure there's girls that have tried to holler at you or that you had a couple of texts back and forth, but nothing happened and you would never mention it.
Yeah, I did back in the day.
Back in the day, be clear.
Right.
Yeah, no.
But there's no reason to bring it up. Like, why bring it up?
Yeah, back in the day.
From this conversation, I just realized that I'm the only honest one on this podcast. Thank you.
No. I'm the
only one. Y'all lying assholes.
I think I feel like this. I really like living by that rule. What you don't know won't hurt you. But you know what I mean? I don't want to. As long as I'm not doing bad, you know what I mean? Like, if somebody goes through your DM and they see that you're talking to somebody, you're hiding something, then you're doing bad.
Yeah.
But if they go through your DM and they see that you're getting a lot of attention, but you're not paying attention to
right.
it, it's not a big deal.
Because
yeah.
now
you
done created all kinds of controversy where it's unnecessary.
Right, mm-hmm. exactly.
Now like, he don't like people that he could have worked with. Because they try to holler and you didn't
exactly.
go for it.
What if it's
even
a
not.
Situation where they do know you're together? Because everybody knows that he has.
Then
a
you can tell.
So yeah, that,
then you could be like, man, if they like, man, fuck Jacque.
That's what I'm saying. That's
oh, no.
if they're like, yo,
yeah.
fuck Jacque, then you got to tell your
oh,
man.
No. If,
but if they're like, yo, what's good? And you're like, oh, I'm in a situation. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but they're so public. Your relationship is on television. And yeah. so,
no,
you can't assume every guy watches Love and Hip Hop
to this day.
That's true, but why they in his DM?
They don't care. They don't care. Like, and what I realized, like, you know, women, it seemed like to me, like, it's like women like when, okay, you in a relationship? All right, cool. I'm going to come between
up.
Now. I'm going to get them. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
because you know what? Women
like,
look at
they,
your girl. When a girl goes for a guy who has a woman, it's because they looking at your girl and they feel like I could take that nigga from her.
Right.
Because they
you
want
know
a
what
boyfriend.
I'm saying? That's why. And it's disrespect to your girl when they
yeah.
know. You know?
And you're disrespecting your girl if they feel like they could do that too much.
Yeah, that's why I say I can't have not one female feel like they got a one up on my girl.
Exactly. That's awful. Yeah. Now if a guy is if I was a man, I'm not a man, but it's just I feel like I think a little more alpha, which is a manly trait, you know. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if I was a man and I was gonna cheat on my girl, you know, I would never want to cheat on my girl with a girl who's deliberately trying to disrespect her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? I would appreciate it more if the girl, you know, just didn't even mention my girl. Like, don't.
Yeah, because you know she's doing it for a reason, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, how would your girl feel?
All right, Jacquay, let me ask you a couple questions before you get out of here, okay? All right. Just answer this.
Let's do it.
1 minute, 5 minutes, half an hour, or an hour?
I would have to say past them hours. Mm-hmm. Give me 7.
7 minutes?
7 hours. No, 7.
Doggy style or missionary?
What's this part right here?
That's
what's that
girl
part?
On cowgirl. Top.
Cowgirl.
Cowgirl.
Yeah, girl on top.
I take doggy style.
That's missionary. Girl on top is a missionary.
No, man on top is missionary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I take the doggy style joint. Yeah.
Kissing or dick sucking? You gotta get your dick sucked or kissed for
get
an hour.
That dick suck, God. Give me that head. You know what I'm saying? Got some loose screws. You wild it.
Dick suck, God.
Take the balls with it, too. You wild it.
All right. Come in her mouth or come in her pussy?
Come in that box. You may shoot the club up.
That's how you know he ain't using no condom.
Clearly not.
Club up.
Nah, I'm just saying, yo, shoot the club up, man. What's wrong with it? Man, make it all white down
baby
there.
Baby shower special, the Love and Hip Hop edition.
Yeah, a little off white.
Oh my God. Well, okay, Jacquay. So, a baby on the way soon?
Nah.
Looking forward to a baby on the way.
No. Like I said, it's levels to this. You know what I'm saying? Me and her is taking it very slow. Mm-hmm. And we learning to, you know, basically understand each other. You feel me? So, you know, steps to it.
Right. Well, yeah. You keep shooting up in that box and things are going to go a lot quicker.
That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? She can have a woman's condom,
though. You think
about
that, though, having kids and stuff like that?
Huh?
You think about having kids with her?
Nah. I haven't really thought of that. I'm just more, like, I see a future, you know, we can have that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But right now, it's more of, like, you know, just understanding each other.
Would you get her name tattooed on you?
Nah, I'm not doing the name tattoo.
What about a face? Her face?
I'm not doing none of that.
Not worse, but like, you know.
I think that's too much right there.
Ever?
You know what I'm saying? Like, ever? Why would I? Nah, I'm not. And I'm not really into tattoos.
I was gonna say, I'm
not into tattoos, all the jerk. I ain't gotta. I'm Jacquay. I might get a little chain that looks, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not really into all that
shit. What if she gets you a promise ring? Would you wear it?
Yeah, I'll rock it. I'll rock that joint every day. Like, yo, what's up with it? Mom, you better chill. What's up? You know what I'm saying? You better bat back. It's a Batman symbol. You wildin'. She'll pull up quick, God.
You suck toes?
Yeah. I suck toes. I suck all that. You know what I'm saying? Give me all that. All of her. You know what I'm saying? If I'm for you, I want all of you. You feel me? That's what I'm about.
Mm-hmm. Elbows and
booty. I want your body.
Elbows and booty.
Next to mine.
Hey. You sing in the bedroom?
I may sing the, you know, in our ear a little bit. Like, just a little bit.
Just not a little bit.
Baby girl, just a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
This might be the sweetest, like, interview guest.
Now, you know, y'all can't break up because we're going to bring this up. All this shit.
Oh, yeah, nah,
and the next
definitely.
Girl would be really mad, so now y'all gotta stay together forever.
Nah, we going. I don't see no ending point with Kanye. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
I don't see no ending point. Like I said, like I experienced different boxes in my life. I did that already.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So now it's like, all right, cool. I ain't seen it was nothing exciting and I ain't get nothing out of it. So it's like, you know what? I'm gonna just stick what I really truly care about, who I truly, really care about, and that's her, and then we're going to grow together and we're going to make it happen.
See, y'all, it ain't that men like different boxes all the time. He wanted to grow with one box.
Well, he got because he had all of the different
remember,
boxes.
I said I had all the boxes.
All of them. He had them all.
I did all race already. I did
not
every race.
Not the real Stephanie.
Definitely not mine.
Yeah, the other Stephanie.
It's the first time Stephanie. We met. Don't listen to L'Oreal.
I didn't say it was another Stephanie.
Yeah.
All I got to say, man, I experienced all type of box, all race already, and it's like, it's the same joint. So it's like, huh.
So Asian ones aren't slanted, like they say.
Damn, nah. That was racist.
They do yo, say that racist.
Yes,
I really believe that shit because I heard people say that.
That's
how
crazy.
It says instead of the pussy going this way, it goes this way.
Since Angela mixed hers.
Yeah, Angela's mixed, so hers is like on a angle.
I'm sorry to all of our Asian listeners for L'Oreal's ignorance.
I love Asian people. No, I just want to know if they pussy go this way or this way.
No, it
goes
this way. Like this,
who started that then?
It's like this, Bob. You know what I'm saying? All the boxes, it's like this.
Okay. Yeah.
All the boxes, it's like this.
All of them go this like, way.
They're not all the same, FYI.
They're not. Some of them are like this.
Small. Some of them are small.
Some big. Some, you know, deep. Like, ain't no.
Whoa. No ending.
You look very violent right now, Jacque. Why are you touching the pussy? He was trying to get to the bottom of it.
Nah, this the boy right here.
I'm
going
hurting
in the hole.
Just looking at this.
I know.
Just,
ouch.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all different type. You got the
crushing legs.
The ones that just get dry too quick, and then these ones that's wet. It's like, I experience it. It's all. It's, ain't nothing to me no more.
You got the ones that stink. You got
the ones that stink.
You got the ones that dead. They just lay there.
The ones that squirt. The ones that don't.
The one that squirt. The ones that I never, coming down my life, like all that shit. Like,
oh, they be lying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can tell they be lying, man.
Oh, we all say that.
Yeah, we do.
Like, you never did my life. Can you do it? You know what I'm saying? I used to. Black.
You're so jaded, Jacque. So jaded.
Did y'all tell each other y'all loved each other in the first?
Who said it first?
Yeah, how did it work?
Who said it first? Oh, I did.
Cancer.
I did, man.
That is a real cancer.
I'm not afraid. A lot of people like to be afraid of, you know, expose their relationship and everything like that. Like, everybody want to play the tough guy and all this. Like, yeah, now I get all the joints and all that. Like, bro.
Did you say it after sex or just on the phone or like, when did you say it?
No, I said it like during our process of, you know, building. You know what I'm saying?
It didn't
have to take sex for me to say, yo.
How did you know you loved her?
Like just by being around her and finding out like the type of person, mind you, it's still, you know what I'm saying? Like it's more of like growing, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
right.
You know, it's not a rushing thing, you know what I'm saying? And that's what the people, and that's what that the way that we are now, like it's more rushed, you know what I mean? So it's like, yo, I just like, you know what? Damn, son, like you make me feel so different.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, yo.
You call her son?
Yeah, and I talked to like this. Like,
damn.
Son, like we hugged out that. Yeah, I'm like, what's up, B? You feel what I'm saying? Like, yo, you got my butters on today? Yeah, I'm going to get my butters on too.
He's like,
you know what I'm saying?
Son, like, man, I love like you. That. She's like, damn, B. I love you.
And that's how I go. And every time we see each other, we're like, what's up with it? You know what I'm saying?
I can see it. I can see it like, damn, I love you, son. Like,
ass. Yeah, that's us, though.
So romantic.
That's us. Hey, yo, my nigga, I love you, too.
Love story.
Yo, that ass. We're going to have a concert and get married at the motherfucking concert.
At the Barclays.
And after that shit,
we're
going to
be
Fantasia.
Millie rocking the whole night.
Yeah, we're going to have the after party. That thing.
Yeah, straight like that. That's me
it's
and her,
the most
man.
Thugged out.
Miss Day in a New York guy. Like, oh.
Oh, man.
I'm about to call one of my New York exes like, I miss you, B.
Cayenne, the girl from Don't Be a Menace to South Central that was drinking the 40.
They gonna get married in sweatsuits and Tim's.
That would be chill, dope. B. It gotta be Versace, though. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Jacque. Well, thank you so much for coming through.
Thank
Let's
y'all ladies,
oh,
man.
We didn't even plug everything you had to plug, so let us know, because we've been watching you on Love & Hip Hop.
Oh, okay. I mean, first thing first, you know, you got to follow me on the Twitter, Instagram. That's JAQUAE. Also, I got a new record that's buzzing in the script clubs called Shake Something. You know, I'd like for y'all to go download that. You know,
and Shake Something.
The video is out right now. It's lit. And, then, you know, it's dedicated to all
DM
the women.
DM your
that's
video,
like the,
dancing, to shaking
yeah.
something,
yeah,
to shake
send
something.
Send the videos, you know, send it to my management, whoever you, however you want to do it, so I could, you know,
put
help
it in
you
his
promote
DM.
It
yeah,
and
DM
all
it.
That. And,
he
you
gonna
know,
like it
let's
with
get
the
it
heart.
Popping, man. I want to see all my ladies shake some. You feel me?
But like I said,
you know what I'm saying?
Lady,
my lady, she supports my movement. You feel what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I'm Stepdaddy Quay. You feel me? Like that's my tag, and everybody knows that. And that's how we moving out here.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, fellas, if y'all want to shake something, y'all can send it to our DM.
Ladies, you said fellas.
I said
okay. Yeah. I'm like, yo, hold on.
I want to see them hoes.
No, I can't.
Although we accept everyone.
Yeah, yeah, we accept everyone. But, guys. You know, we'll take the guys and you'll take the ladies and we want to see y'all shake some. Oh, we want to see y'all swing something.
We should
swing
actually, yes. Like a helicopter. Listen, do that to Jack Quay songs and we'll post it, guys.
There we go.
Okay.
There we go.
Why not?
If shake I something. See a man twerking, I'm posting them. Mm-hmm. Shake some. he like I don't know about all that.
He said shake some challenge, but they're gonna have to send a video to you.
That's fine.
Not my advice.
I don't want to tell on myself. I don't want no DMs in my.
You get lots of DMs. You should be fine. All right, Jacque, lip service.
Lip service.